Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7.07. We're trying to squeeze in a few moon songs because the 50th anniversary of the moon landing is tomorrow. An epic day. It's like a good day to do something big. You know, you'd always remember when your anniversary was, say, or I don't know, somebody's, if you had a baby on that day, that'd be a good birthday. You were born on the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. You know, whatever big life events you got going on. It's a good day for that. We were just talking about over in Alameda. It is the Hornet. The Hornet is a ship, and it says Lois. The Hornet is the ship on Alameda that has the pod from the first space landing. I met Buzz Aldrin at a benefit 5 years ago. Amazing history on that ship. And I want to say that those getting on the Hornet's free. I mean, maybe I'm crazy.
Possibly.
I just didn't have to pay because I went with the station
tours
or something.
All the time. Yeah.
But there's a lot of history over there. And they have an amazing flea market out there on Alameda. Amazing. So anyway, if you're into that stuff and hanging around this weekend, maybe take the kids over to the Hornet. The Hornet's supposed to be haunted, too. We spent a night on that ship.
Mm-hmm. Like a Halloween thing, right?
We did a Halloween show, and it was it's creepy AF. It's like the downstairs, they lit it only with red lights. I guess it was something about not ruining your night vision or something. But it was just, it was so creepy. And some of the bunk rooms, I was like, I can't be in here. I can't. Can you imagine being on like a...
No.
Oh, God. Crazy. Anywho, good morning, everyone. It's Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning.
Your bright, shiny faces. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rate, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. That's the org one.
Mm-hmm.
Credit Union.
I just go.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate the participation.
And contest.
Oh, and a contest. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. How could I possibly have forgotten this? I feel like she's got a lot of other songs you could be playing.
Yeah, but you have to play the hits. Like, that's the important part.
She has a
part.
few of those,
the
you know.
Biggest, most popular hits.
If you're calling 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets to see Ariana Grande at the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco on December 18th. Man, there are a lot of great shows lined up for the Chase Center starting this fall. December 18th is when she'll be there. Tickets go on sale today at LiveNation.com. And Jane has your next chance to win at 6:05. Everyone, you should listen to Jane.
Jane is such a good radio show host.
Oh, my God. She's the best. She's in charge of all the music here, so thanks to her for letting us play the moon landing songs today. She's the best.
She is the best.
Thank you. Next. Thank you. Next.
That doesn't even mention how good she is at all the other radio business stuff that you guys don't get to hear.
Yeah. Jane. The end. Hey, guys. Here we go. Time for Celebrity Trash. The first trailer for the movie version of Cats came out yesterday. So Cats is one of the longest running shows ever on Broadway. And one
from
of
the 80s, right?
Oh yeah, it's old.
I want to say,
you know, songs
the
from
the reason
soundtrack.
I know about that play, if that's what you'd call it, is
musical.
Because
it sure,
musical
play.
Is because of David Letterman. Like, he was did a show in New York.
Yeah.
And he occasionally made Cats jokes.
Oh.
Am I correct? Is
sure.
that something that he would have done?
Absolutely.
Otherwise,
people
I'd
still
have...
make Cats jokes. Like, they're just, it's funny because they're one of the most popular, longest running, highest grossing, and yet people seem to have nothing but cat jokes. Going.
I don't know what it's, I don't even,
you know what it's about,
no
apparently, and I don't know because I've never seen it either. I've heard the soundtrack a million times. It's got some good songs on it. Apparently, it's about this group of cats, and they're trying to figure out which one of them gets to come back to after they die. Yeah, it's some like crazy ethereal. If you know, please text us. Maybe you've seen Cats 50 times and you know all about it. But it's this weird, almost like weirdly plotless thing. Although I will say, watching this trailer doesn't make it any clearer what the plot is. It just really seems like there definitely seems to be perilous situations. There's all different cats at all different shapes and sizes. This is a live action cats thing. This isn't like they took actual cats, which almost would have made more sense. And it's people in the costumes, although there's a lot of CG going on. Like Jennifer Hudson's in this movie. In fact, she's the one who sings... what's the big song from that? It's like...
It's people in costumes?
Oh, yeah. Just like the Broadway show. Except that because of CG, it's seamlessly on them and their bodies are weirdly cat-like, even though they have full-size rear legs. Like, they show them in this trailer, they're crawling around and they're on their toes and hands. It's really odd. And they got the big tails and everything.
I'm not into it.
So listen, the star of this movie is Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift loves cats. She's like the ultimate cat lady in training. So, oh, there it is. This is the song. But I don't, is that Jennifer Hudson singing right there? Because she starts really belting it.
I'm not sure who's singing this part. But
that sounds
I know.
Operatic almost. Oh, there's Dame Judi Dench. Ian McKellen's also in this. Jason Derulo is in this. Idris Elba. Rebel Wilson, who plays she plays a big cat.
I love her.
She's a big cat.
Well, you know.
James Corden's in it. But the star of it is, well, at least it looks like from the trailer, is it's the white cat right there. It's Taylor Swift. And I guess she loves the musical Cats, and she was like, yeah, I'll do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Kill it. So... it's really hard to tell what it's about. Just a bunch of cats, and they love being in boxes, and they do all kinds of cat things. Like, they walk on the table. It's a big table, you know, because they're humans, and they got to scale it down. But it's kind of, it's just...
they're not doing the forest thing, though.
The what?
You said they walked on all fours. I haven't seen that. Oh, they're walking on...
That's in the beginning, and they're sort of silhouetted. I think it was at the beginning of the trailer. But they run around, and they're... yeah, a lot of these, they're...
no, this is Hudson right here. Unmistakable, right? Like,
boy, Taylor's got some weird moves in
this.
Yeah,
I'm never watching this.
You might if your daughter loves it. You never know. And what happiness is, and let the new day begin. So I think it might be about being reborn. You going to try for a different life? You know, because I think it's about cats having 9 lives and stuff. Maybe they all croak a bunch of times and come back, and then one person's like on their 9th life. And I don't know. I don't know what it's about, but people will text us and tell us.
You're just guessing now, right?
I am just guessing. So some people loved it and thought the trailer. So the trailer
hit
yesterday.
Here she is on all fours right there.
Oh, there you go. There she is in the beginning.
Most of it, they're fully dancing
and
walking.
They're walking around.
Yeah, they're
walking,
cat people.
They're magic cats. Who knew a girl with a magic cat who could open doors and stuff? Remember that? Wasn't that on the Secret Show a few years back? The magical cat?
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah.
Open.
Anyway,
doors.
It's got
it like the doorknob.
Yeah, it would actually be able to jump up and turn
twist
its
the
hands
doorknob.
On the doorknob.
Yeah.
Magic. Yeah. So cats can do things. Singing and dancing, I don't think that's in their repertoire, but on this particular show. So everyone is flipping out over this cats. I guess it's been watched a bunch of times. This is the first trailer for this movie version of Cats. Some of the comments on it are very funny. The Cats trailer clearly loves itself and doesn't give an F. If you're on its wavelength, weirdly, it's very much like a real cat. And then another guy goes, "Did a dog make this?" Hilarious.
Cats is a sung-through musical composed by Andrew Lloyd Webber based on Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats by T.S. Eliot. The musical tells the story of a tribe of cats called the Jellicles, and the night they make the Jellicle choice, deciding which cat will ascend to the heavenside lair and come back to a new life.
Oh, so it is about which one of them gets a life. Mm-hmm. That's weird. What a weird plot. All right. Anyway, knowing me, I'll probably see it. But it is in theaters the same day as the new Star Wars.
Oh, they have no chance.
Right. Well, you never know. Taylor Swift has quite the army.
Cats previously held the record for the longest running musical in both Broadway and West End histories. As of 2018, it remains the fourth longest running Broadway show and the sixth longest running West End show. What is West End? Is that?
I don't know. Is that like an off Broadway
thing? That's an old movie, right? West End, like Frank Sinatra and.
I don't know. I'm thinking that's like.
I have no idea.
English or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe I'm thinking. Something
maybe.
Else.
Anyway, I think we spent enough time on that. over at Comic-Con, more trailers, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, we watched a couple trailers this morning. We're going to put put all these up at Radio. That the Alice 973 Facebook or the Sarah and Vinny Facebook. Okay. Whatever you tell me, I'll just go with.
Yeah,
so the highlights from day one of Comic-Con include the trailer for the next Top Gun Maverick, which is Tom Cruise is back, man.
The looks cool.
The guy, it looks amazing.
Is it Val? Looks really cool.
I don't know if Val's in it. You know, Val Kilmer is actually in another trailer that was released yesterday at Comic-Con for the new Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Movie, the Kevin Smith thing, which I have to say, I laughed out loud a couple times during the trailer. However, often the only funny things that are in the movie are in the trailer. They're like, oh, that was genius. Put that in the trailer. People will go. Matt and Ben are in it in the trailer.
Oh, good.
Matt Damon and
as they should be.
Ben Affleck. Right. They're certainly a big part of that sort of group of people. Thor is in it. Chris Hemsworth. Val Kilmer is not in the trailer, right? But he's in the movie somewhere. Did we see him in the trailer? I didn't notice him.
I didn't see him.
Joe Manganiello's in this movie. Rosario Dawson's in this movie. That trailer, it's funny. A lot of swears in it. Maybe we'll just put a link to that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There is a new trailer for It Chapter 2, and that comes out September 6th. And then the Tom Cruise Top Gun Maverick, it hits theaters in June of next year, but they've already got quite an extensive trailer. It looks, you know, it's just that heart-pumping jet going.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
It's really cool. The opening scene is this jet, like, I don't know, 8 feet above the desert floor.
It's killer.
And it's kicking up dust. And then all of a sudden he pulls the stick and just shoots straight up in the swirl of dust that goes. It's really cool. Massive stunts with jets. Fighter jets.
Fighter
leather
jets.
Jogging pants. Hey, Tony.
Look at how good he looks.
I know, he looks great. One of life's mysteries. Ha, 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 ha. The other thing.
He's got the best surgeon in the biz.
Oh, that guy probably traveled
Everybody's
around with him.
Everybody's
got to
go.
What do you mean?
Because you can't tell. But he is aging. It's not possible.
Right. He looks amazing.
He looks incredible.
Got to be the Scientology, right?
Is that him?
Yes,
yeah, probably.
Exactly.
Is that is that him in that shirtless scene? When they put, there's like one scene where he kind of throws his hands up. Is that Tom Cruise, or is that just some other hot body?
I didn't see that. Nobody saw that.
Midway
saw that.
Well, I was, you know, attracted to the ripped abs. Here. Is that him?
I don't know who this guy is. No, that's not him.
Oh,
that can't be him, right?
No, it can't be.
Well, it can't be Val Kilmer. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
Oh,
poor Val. Oh, I love Val. God, I was so in love with him for so long.
A tenth of a second.
He looks old.
Who, Val?
Tom.
Oh, Tom looks old?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I thought he looked really good. Maybe they just did filters over that particular show.
I thought he looked great.
Yeah.
No, he's still awesome looking, but we're all aging, so
yeah, that's true. We don't look anywhere near as good as we used to look
I know,
either.
Oh, man.
Still hot, though. Still totally viable.
you do me?
I do you. Kidding me? I can barely see anymore. Of course I'll do you. Blind leading the blind. All right.
Blind doing the blind.
Yes, that's what I meant to say. So James Cameron was also at Comic-Con day one, and he announced that Edward Furlong would be back as John Connor in Terminator Dark Fate. And we watched the trailer for that today. It looks flipping amazing. If anything, of all those movies, that was the one I was like, ooh. That's
so
the one I want to see.
So what you're telling me is Furlong got his together.
He did.
He
apparently
had major problems going.
Like, he was a teenager, right? How old was he when he 14?
I don't know, but I know that there was a major stop. Like, it was stalking or abuse and drugs, and like he was having major.
It was a while ago.
Public,
but he had a big
life crisis.
And I want to say it was not that long after T2 came out. Like 6 or 7 years, like as he was hitting his early 20s.
Oh, yeah. Substance abuse and lots of legal problems.
So now it's been 27 years since Terminator 2 came out, and he is back playing John Connor. And guess who else is back?
Sarah Connor.
The original. What's that actress's name? It's not Sarah. It's her, that's her name in the movie.
Oh my gosh.
But wasn't she married to James Cameron for a minute there? So he's like, yeah, we got the real Sarah Connor back. And the movie looks badass.
Oh, Linda Hamilton.
Linda Hamilton. There it is. Anyway.
I was nowhere near that.
I do not.
I didn't
don't
even
see...
think of it. I know her face. I can't remember her name.
I don't see a release date on that, but it looks like Edward Furlong is back. And
that's great news. Yeah. I'm happy to hear that.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day was the one he was in. And this one's called Terminator Dark Fate. Looks great. I didn't see Arnold in that, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
He looked old, and remember,
yeah,
I was like, oh, wow, he looks hot.
Him?
Oh, maybe I just didn't recognize
him. She's like, I love the white hair.
Yes.
I have a quick update on A$AP Rocky. We talked about this a minute ago in the last trash.
Since an hour ago?
Yes. Looks like a judge just sided with prosecutors and ordered that A$AP stay in jail for at least another week while prosecutors continue their investigation. But they're saying here that they consider him a flight risk.
Well, yeah.
I'm not wrong about that.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
The guy he assaulted, the man who assaulted him and others first, hasn't spent a minute in custody. That's not the guy. That's according to this new update. Although I saw that some of those, they were saying it was two people, but they're saying this guy has not been, it could be because he's in the hospital.
Still, no.
Right. So A$AP Rocky will be in jail for 3 weeks before any charges are even filed, but a judge just sided with prosecutors and said he's staying in jail.
Lame.
Yep.
I'm going to put all those trailers up at a Facebook page.
Okay.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook
great.
Page.
Great. There's, I don't know, three or four of them, I think, total. But that's a fun way to blow off about 20 minutes at work. Woo!
Sure.
Friday! There's some good movies coming up.
Yes.
Netflix just lost a bunch of subscribers for the first time ever. Netflix, they say, are down 126,000 U.S. subscribers in the second quarter. The stock promptly dropped 12%.
Say why, though?
Well, it doesn't say why. They're saying it's
the price change.
Well, I mean, that's totally possible. Did that change in the
last
3 months?
Yeah, the price went up and people bailed.
They say subscriber growth has been leveling off in the saturated U.S. market, but they had expected to add 300 subscribers in the last quarter, and instead they lost paid viewers for the first time in history. They announced lackluster growth in international subscribers, too. They expected to pick up 5.7 million total new subscribers in the second quarter, but only got 2.7 million. They actually say they are blaming...
If it's not there, then maybe I'm wrong,
that,
but
well,
I'd heard
it's possible.
It was a price...
It's absolutely possible, but they're saying drab content slate and a hangover from its strong growth in the first quarter. But, you know, let's see here. And it was worse in regions where it had hiked the prices.
Yeah, that's
it increased
that's what
monthly prices in the U.S. By $2 earlier this year. They say they don't believe competition was a factor. There wasn't a material change in the competitive landscape, but there is about to be. There are a whole bunch of things. This HBO Max is coming. Disney Plus is going to be huge. And they're losing a lot of stuff to that. And a lot of network TV stations are just going to have their own stuff now. I mean, I pay for the CBS feed.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Well, you know what? That's stupid. It's another thing that's going to have to sort itself out. And what's going to end up happening is it's going to be a lot more like cable. You're just going to get a bunch of these services bundled together. Because there won't
then
be
I'll
room.
Then I'll never know because it's added to my bill.
Right.
And Friends is no longer on Netflix either.
It's there until they...
2020, right?
Yeah, January or something. I don't know. But yeah, if you want to watch it there, you've got to watch it now. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Instagram is changing. I'll see what you think about that. Also, an Airbnb story that I think is pretty fun and more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Lexi is at the grocery outlet in South San Francisco tomorrow on Hickey Boulevard. She'll be there from noon to 2, helping them promote their Independence from Hunger campaign. Find out how you can help to fight food insecurity. Come say hi and spin the Alice wheel. All kinds of free prizes. Mm-hmm. With our girl Lexi.
Yay.
She's in South San Francisco tomorrow. I don't know. You're out and about. Swing on by. The Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
The Radio Alice Report.
You're going to love that Lexi.
She's great.
She is great.
Such a nice girl. Mm-hmm. I love her.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals over 40 years, and the July sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. All right. So I know on this show, it seems like we all, it's kind of unanimous. We all use Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's, you know, one of us is kind of on Facebook, another might hit all of them, but everybody's on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, none of us are on Twitter, right?
No. Well, I can see it, but I can't.
Yeah, I look at it,
I never
too.
Post on
I
it.
I read it, but I'm not.
Alice is. Vaughn does
yeah,
Twitter.
There's a, yeah, there's at Alice Radio Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I've got all kinds of.
It says KLLC Digital Presence.
Yeah.
So Instagram, being as popular as it is, mm-hmm, is going to make a change. And I wonder,
oh no,
what you think about
it. I hate
it.
All the changes they make. What are they doing now? Just leave it alone. Start something new with all your damn changes.
I actually like it.
Okay, what is it?
This is starting in Australia, so it won't happen to your Instagram today. Instagram is removing the like count from posts as part of a trial to see how it goes.
I don't like that.
Now, while I see that, you know, look, I might put a post up and I get 8,000 likes. Wow, that's wonderful.
Right.
And it feels good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when you deal with little kids and the fact that they are
living and dying by the number of likes they have,
it's worth it to me to have that removed.
Are you saying that not only will there not be a count on the likes, but you won't know who liked it?
No, you'll be, according to this.
So you could count yourself.
If you were crazy. No, you'll be able to see a list of likes for your own post, but not the overall number. So you could, like, I could go there and I would see that you'd liked it. And I'm like, oh, look at, that's a nice radio show partner, wife, for liking my photo. Like back to you, slappy stuff.
Oh, thanks, Vin.
So that you would see that, mm-hmm, but you wouldn't see the overall number.
Okay.
And while I do like to see that, I think what it creates in young people is frightening. What my buddy has told me about his teenage daughter is frightening to me because I've got two of them coming.
Yep.
And the fact that they are cross-referencing who liked what. And that,
well,
they,
you
don't,
like so and so's, but not mine, and appeared in the same order in the feed.
And it creates a push to be more provocative, mm-hmm, in posts. In young people who don't need that pressure,
right,
who don't need to be pushing the envelope so they get more likes.
Right.
That only.
Well, and not only that, nobody can go in there and say, my post got more likes than yours. Of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So they're saying it'll remove some of the pressure. And I don't disagree. And
I don't like it. I like seeing how many likes. Cause then I know what to post. I'm like,
I
oh,
do,
people like
but
that.
If it's going to
save
help,
a kid.
Yes.
Right. That's fine.
And they're not going to be upset or depressed or God knows what, then okay, fine.
What if it makes them go outside? Oh my God, that'd be a dream.
No.
Oh, you don't want them to go outside?
Get inside. Sit on the couch like the rest of us.
Come on, use that.
Right.
This next story is about Airbnb, which I've never done.
I'm doing one this weekend.
I've never had a bad experience.
Well, it's a VRBO.
Oh, right. Same idea.
Yeah.
Vacation rental by owner.
Yeah.
This person posted the actual house rules from an Airbnb that they stayed at last night.
Okay.
The list starts out with a rule asking that guests please try your best to use the wash basin without splashing the mirror.
That seems pretty.
In addition to keeping the mirror
specific.
Clean, the owner asks that the guests follow strict instruction when it comes to showering. Before taking a shower, please lay the provided floor mat on the floor. When finished, please put it back on the radiator to dry. If you are likely to splash the floor when using the wash basin, please do the same when using it. After taking a shower, please use the squeegee provided to remove any water clinging to the glass,
onto
the tiles, and onto the windows in the first floor bathroom. When finished with the squeegee, please use a towel that you will find in the bathroom to finish the job of drying inside the shower.
Oh, boy. I wonder how many people actually do this stuff.
The Airbnb host also prefers that guests treat the toilet in a particular manner by using the mandatory toilet brush. The use of the toilet brush is not optional. The rules state elaborating that the purpose of the brush is to remove any signs of your passage.
Don't soil
whatsoever.
My toilet. Aren't they going to have someone come and clean after
from
this?
Inside the toilet, above and below the waterline, from the toilet rim, and from the underside of the toilet seat.
Oh, boy.
So,
I
don't know how often you guys come across this, but this is honestly what I would do if I were... I would do that.
Yeah, never.
I couldn't. That's the point.
I wouldn't be able to rent your house.
Hand my place over to someone without going, I'm going to, you know, look, we use the squeegee when we don't.
The closest to any of that I've ever come, because usually it's just like, here's how you turn on the heat. Here's how you work this. Uh-huh, you know, that kind of thing. One person said, this is our home. Please treat it as though it were your home. And I thought, that's fair. It is their home. Their stuff was there. There were photos of them on the wall. They had a locked closet where their clothes were. Like, I think that's fair. If you're in an Airbnb or vacation rental by owner, that's okay. I'll try to treat your place with respect. And I would want someone to treat mine with respect. But
if you're going to be like that rigid, then what are you doing?
Yeah,
renting
why are you renting your place?
That's my point.
Because actually, that actually pushes people to the other side. Like, F you. I'm gonna write F you in toothpaste on your mirror.
Not that far, but like, come on.
I might poop in your shower and not wipe it down with a towel.
Ew.
Push it real good.
Jesus. Anyway, I agree. That person should not be renting that spot.
They don't have the.
And we put extra money down
for a cleaning fee.
Yes.
Someone's gonna come clean this. I assume. I'm on vacation. I'm not going to be washing the toilet every time I use it.
No, it's an over-ask. I agree.
Yeah.
And it's what I would, you know, I think if you got a place, a rental, with the idea that you were going to Airbnb it, then I would think that you would decorate it in a very specific way. Like,
I'm
going cheap on certain things. I'm not going to worry about.
Right.
And then you're not tripping on every damn little thing.
Right. There's wear and tear involved.
If it's going to be your retirement home, then you would go cheap. Let it build you a big bank account and then gut the mofo when it's time for you to live there.
Right.
And redo the whole thing with the money you made.
Exactly. And if it is your own home, think carefully about whether or not you can have someone else in there. I mean...
I just think that person is fretting the whole time. And
they're probably peeking in the goddamn windows.
I was just going to say, I bet that house has cameras.
Oh, boy.
I'm totally worried about that.
Don't you believe that house has cameras?
That house, I do believe. Don't worry. Most of them, they're long-time rentals. Most people, if they have it mentally in them to rent their
house. I mean, we're not going to do anything weird.
Are you sure?
But what if we...
Like what kind of thing?
I don't know. Something.
Name
sexual.
Something that you. Oh. Well, what weird thing are you gonna do in someone else's house?
What he said.
That's not weird. B. How does that? That doesn't impact the house. Don't worry, Yusi.
I don't know.
Maybe you know, unless they're just watching to enjoy it later.
415 says we had an Airbnb guy tell us at least 3 times to use the shower curtain properly.
Well, listen, sometimes if you don't put the shower curtain up against the wall, water does leak out onto the floor. You know, you do. If there's a specific way, then fine. Show me how to do it. I'll be sure to do
that. Most people learn the hard way if you have a shower curtain. If you don't spread it back out, that thing molds in the corner. Hard.
Disgustingly.
You got to let that thing dry and you got to move it, spread it back out once you've passed. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting because Airbnb is so big. Everybody's doing it. But when you show up and you see that, you just go, ay, ay, ay.
this doesn't seem worth it. I think I'll go to a hotel.
Somebody's watching me.
Where I can slather myself all over this room and they're just going to come and clean. I'll leave a $20 tip. Thanks for cleaning my room.
There was a time when Tom Selleck, Magnum P.I.
was the hottest dude in the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Was the definition of man meat.
Mm-hmm. Like, you look back on it now, his pants are too high. He's got this weird belt on there. Yeah, it's like total 80s style.
Yeah, totally 80s. Right?
It's like above his belly button, for God's sake.
Oh my God.
That is what used to be the definition of hot guy, right?
Except absolutely.
My mom had a poster of him in her bedroom.
Was he leaning against the Ferrari?
I don't recall a car in the picture. I think it was just his shirt, Hawaiian shirt. Mm. Three buttons down.
With a giant tuft of chest hair.
Full on shag rug. Yeah.
Poking out the top.
It's a good
and,
look.
And a big giant... What do they call that? A broom mustache?
Yeah, yeah, push broom.
According to a new poll, men have changed. Over half of men today are ashamed of their own body hair.
Aww.
They're not letting that grow.
No, a lot of guys get it lasered off or just are shaving on the regular.
Manscaping.
Yep. I like it clipped down tight, but I don't mind some hair.
55% of guys say they feel embarrassed about their hairy areas, including 1 in 5 that feel that way all the time.
Oh, well, you know.
Clip it.
People are depicted in all, you know, media images these days as being fairly hairless. Whether it's, I mean, even in porn, you don't see a ton of super hair, unless you're watching old-fashioned porn and then they're super hairy.
70s, right?
Yeah. But even the dudes now are pretty much hairless.
Mm-hmm.
Hairless.
A third of guys avoid swimming because of their body hair.
Oh, that's sad.
27% have avoided the gym. That's a bad excuse. You can trim that hair down, dude.
Yeah, just clip it down. Even if it's on your back, clip down. It looks fine. It lays flat. You gotta have someone do it for you, though.
Yeah, I was
sad if you don't have anyone.
Are you doing that for someone you know?
He doesn't have back hair, but if he did, I would clip it down for him.
You would?
Yeah. He clips everything just tight. I like that.
Yeah. My guy does.
I don't like it to be totally bald, especially this area. I don't. Let's get a
what
little
area?
Cup. This area.
I can't see where
this one.
What are you pointing to?
Down here. Down
the man
there.
Zone.
Yes, I want that. I want it clipped down. I don't want it shaved down. It's just too. It's too naked. He's like, put some clothes on that.
Mm. Put some clothes on.
I just don't want, you know, just keep some hair on.
This
or
is
it
frightening.
Gets pokey.
Yeah.
The average guy who manscapes does it about once a week.
Oh, John doesn't. It grows back to full length before he takes it down again.
I could never keep that kind of... that's a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
That's a commitment I couldn't keep up.
Mm-mm. I don't even... I'd be worried if he was doing it. I'd be like, why all the attention suddenly to the hair? But it's so nice when he does it. It's all fresh. I'm like, woo! Let me touch that.
It's a little pokey after it's been done. But...
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Not bad, though. Set your clipper a little longer, you'll be all right.
I like it because you have so much less water retention on your body that when you towel off, your towel's like almost dry.
Right.
Compared to when you've, you know, it's been a couple months and you dry off and your towel's like soaking.
When I had really short hair, oh God, it was so awesome.
Big difference, right?
It was like I wasn't using my towel. Mm. It was so awesome. Oh my God. Can't wait till you shave my head on the very last day we ever do this show. 100 years from now.
44% of men think too much manscaping can be unmanly. I think manscaping in just the act of it is unmanly. I feel I do not want anyone to see me doing it.
Oh.
I feel embarrassed that I'm clipping the hair on my body. I do it when no one's home.
Mm-hmm.
I try to sweep that up. Get that into the trash. Then I vacuum, like, no signs that this has happened here.
But it's in the trash. So if someone knocks the trash over,
I try to put something on top of it anyway.
Right.
Because I don't want the next thing that drops to send a
poof
into
hair,
the air.
Right.
I really do try to. I mean, here I am telling everybody, but the truth is at home.
Well, you're just trying to admit it because I'm sure you're not the only guy that feels that way.
I keep it very
low key.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to know. I keep the door locked so no one, if someone were home or
no
came
surprise.
Home, they couldn't walk in and see me like leg up.
Your foot up
not
all over
hot.
The
do you
counter.
Do your butt too? Jesus. You have to clip yeah, on your butt?
Yeah, do you do your butt?
I clip it all. Wherever there's hair, clip I clip it down.
Clip it all.
Wherever it's at. So, yeah, there's that. How's my time? Oh, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Oh, don't text and drive, would you? I mean, unless you want to, and then what am I going to
no,
do?
No, don't
I can't do
it.
Anything
we're
about
asking
it.
You, please,
it's not like
to.
I can come over there and tell you to knock it off.
We're your conscience, apparently, and we're telling you don't text and drive.
Taylor Swift is not the lead in Cats. Actress Francesca Hayward is the lead white cat. Love you guys.
Oh, that wasn't Taylor Swift? It's hard to tell because they're all dressed like
tell.
Cats.
Yeah.
So which one is Taylor?
I think I did see her in the middle. She has a short part then.
Is she? Oh, okay. Is she also a white cat?
Lighter color.
It's hard to, tell. I didn't hear her singing anything, which made me suspicious.
Vin is right. The West End is basically London's Broadway.
Oh.
You know what I thought of? Which is so dumb. It still doesn't even give me an answer as to what. Remember the song West End Boys? It's from an English band. That's why I thought, oh. That must be London.
The West.
No, you just did it.
What's the name of the band?
Erasure? Is it Erasure? Oh, God, you got to give me $5 if I get this
no,
right.
I'll give you $5.
What are you talking about?
Nobody said
there
was a game going
on. Who would know what
on?
I just said? Nobody. Ever. There's not one person listening who's like, yep, that was it.
What was
but
the
that
question?
That was a Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, West End Girls? Might. Is that what you
is it West End Girls or West End Boys?
Well,
West End Girls.
The
no.
Pet, the Pet Shop Boys sing West End Girls is what I have here. What's
what
the question?
What about Erasure, West End Boys?
All right, Erasure.
I think that's it. It's West End Girls.
Let's see.
So give me $5.
No. No.
Where's my $5?
It doesn't pop right up.
For me. Dang it.
Yeah. A bunch of...
All right, I'll give you $5.
Thanks. Give it to me tomorrow. I might see you tomorrow.
I don't think you will.
I think I'm going to see you.
Taylor Swift is not
drive
the white
down and
cat.
Visit you. We should.
She is a tan mix cat.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, it's funny, too, because even as we were watching, I'm like, I guess it looks like Taylor Swift. I can't really tell. That's too bad she's not the lead, because I'd be way more
everybody's
into that
saying
movie.
Pet Shop Boys, Pet Shop Boys, Pet Shop Boys, Pet Shop Boys.
I pulled that out.
Well, anyway, the point is
I
pulled
Erasure.
Out that, I don't know.
I like Erasure.
Well, Erasure and Pet Shop Boys are like the same. They're cut from the same cloth. Yeah. They're English, and they're like keyboard, dancey, 80s music, right?
Erasure had a song I loved.
What is it?
We split
Sweet
song.
Harmony. Yeah,
no.
Let me see if I... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Yes, hold on.
Whatever you just said is wrong.
Hold on a second.
I absolutely disagree with you.
Is this the one?
Is this Erasure?
Yeah, this is...
See, this
always.
Is...
I have it right here. Hold on.
Okay. You don't have
it. I
anything.
Do have it. This is the song. This is the song I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm going to put it on here.
I can play it from here, too, if you want.
The Pet Shop Boys, though, sound exactly like Erasure.
Yeah, there's actually a comparison online, too.
Yeah, see?
They're like...
Give me my $5
yeah,
back!
Yeah, they do sound...
I'm playing Always right now,
this
Sarah.
This is it, yeah.
Do you want it?
Ways I want to be with you and give with you and live in harmony, harmony. Told you. I effing told you. You owe me $10 now. Why couldn't I insert that? That's weird.
Anyway. I don't even know this song. I've never heard that.
I haven't.
How do you know deep cuts from Erasure?
I don't know. I like them. I don't know what I did over here, right. But I think that Castle on the Hill might be going to play again.
Oh,
I'm just,
all
I'm
right.
Not positive.
What's
no,
coming
no,
up in the trash, Sarah?
No, just wait. Wait till
no,
he figures it out.
Fine.
Are,
yeah,
are you
fine.
Sure?
Yeah, let me just select
okay.
It. Yeah, just...
Coming up in the celebrity trash, the new music, because it's Friday. Boom. All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.